Across the country, many private pilots face a dilemma. Hundreds of small community airports have closed, leaving many pilots with no place to park their small planes. The solution for some is a residential air park. There, pilots can have a home with an attached hangar and use the neighborhood runway. Aaron Toner of member station WKAR in East Lansing, Michigan, reports.
Tony Shepis keeps his 1946 Luscombe airplane at a municipal airport about 25 miles from his home in central Michigan. The single-engine blue and white airplane drags its tail on the ground as it taxis to the airport runway.
National clearance delivery. This is Luscombe 71918. Over.
Shepis says he's tired of driving to the airport every time he wants to fly. So the auto mechanic bought land and an old runway with the goal of developing a residential air park near Lansing, Michigan. Shepis has cleared space for 7 homes and hangars near the runway. His house is the only one built so far.
This is about a beautiful retirement dream. I've been at my shop 30 years. I can see in a few years probably getting out of that. And my wife says, you've got to have something to do or you're going to get in trouble. What a perfect thing.
There are more than 500 residential air parks in the country, and the number is growing. Tony Shepis's is one of the newest. It's near where a freeway cuts through farmers' fields. But it's also close to existing homes, and some of those neighbors don't like the air park plans.
These guys have lived here all their lives, and they know how
this is a good old boy county right here.
It is.
A plumber, 2 retired auto workers, and a county worker have gathered tonight to complain about the new air park. Some of these men have lived in their homes for half a century. They delight in watching deer and cranes out their back windows, and they can hear frogs chirping as they fall asleep. George Haley says that's why he spent $300,000 to buy a home here about a year ago.
If somebody came here today and offered me what I paid for it, I'd be gone. We would take the money and we would leave.
Haley's home sits just 60 feet from the airstrip. If pilots move into the new air park, they'll take off and land right behind his home, his garage, and his propane tank.
If a 1,000-gallon propane tank explodes, my house is gone. That's a very dangerous situation.
Haley and some of his neighbors worry that planes might crash into their homes. They're afraid the noise will be unbearable and that the air park will lower their property values. But 30 miles away, at an established air park called Skyway Estates, many of the same worries have come and gone. Here, trees line one side of the neighborhood's grass runway. Along the other side, a row of homes sit with hangars in their backyards. On this winter day, the airport's windsock is blowing horizontal. Linda Wilbur is the township supervisor. As she looks at the empty runway, she says she doesn't remember any safety problems here or even any complaints about noise, despite the fact that non-pilots live right across the street.
In fact, I had some friends that lived across the street from them. We always came out and visit with them and never any problems.
Some other Michigan township leaders say the same thing, mainly because there's a lot less activity on these runways than neighbors expect. Dave Sclair says that's the common experience throughout the country. He publishes the online directory Living With Your Plane. He touts air parks as relatively quiet and safe.
There's, to my knowledge, only been one accident that resulted in a death on a residential air park, and that was between an airplane and a bicycle during a taxiing incident at night in the dark.
But statistics and reassurances haven't been much comfort to George Haley and his neighbors as they wait to see if they can coexist with pilots and planes in their neighborhood. For NPR News, I'm Erin Toner.